UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville is broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Again, 4535 Outer Loop Applebee's. It is a beautiful, beautiful Friday. Take the rest of your day off. I'm telling you, you will not regret it.
And in the break, man, just some great local high school sports talk here, man. Talking to some guys up here, man.
Our commercial break conversations.
Oh, it's perfect, man.
Are why I encourage you to come join us out on location. Like I said, we don't big time you. We don't big radio show host you. You know, no. It's like no. I'm going to take what you say to me, and I'm probably going to take it right back to on air conversation.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I do not mind stealing people's content every day.
Right. So yeah, no. I mean, this is why I love coming up here, man.
Okay. So Steve, this is the game we're going to play.
Okay.
8150 93.9 is the number. 3831939 is the text line. However, you're better off. You're leaving your comments on the YouTube channel, which is Made for the Ville, or just tagging us on Twitter if you kind of want to join into the conversation. This is what we are going to do. Steve, I'm going to come up with some nice, cool name in the future for the future scenario game, right?
Okay.
It's not quite a hypothetical, but it is, but it's not. So what we're going to do, Steve, I'm going to need you to lock in on this
one. I'm in, man. Let's do it.
I'm going to give you
three
game scenarios.
Okay. I'm listening.
Of how the Clemson game goes. And I need three different records that you finish the season with. Because, again, what you see against a Clemson can now be the what we know about a team.
Okay.
Because and the reason I've gave that disclaimer is because Notre Dame had the built-in backdoor excuse. Maybe they were just hype for Notre Dame. Actually, a big Notre Dame fan in here. I asked him one question. Look, our guy in here, what'd he say? At the beginning, he said, ease up on my Notre Dame squad.
Sure.
I said, fair enough. But I said, I got to ask one question. In that game, did we make you nervous?
Yep.
Very.
Yep.
Cool. We're good. That's all I wanted to hear. That's all we wanted going into the Notre Dame game. But in an argument in a barbershop, but guy says, oh, man, they were just hyped for Notre Dame. I don't think that's the case, but I can't argue with that one because I would be hyped for Notre Dame too.
Right, sure.
And as fans, we were hyped for Notre Dame.
Sure.
So, moving forward, three scenarios.
Okay.
I can say with more absoluteness or whatever.
Yep.
After we lose Clemson game.
All right.
First scenario, offensively, we drive the ball up and down the field, up and down the field, but our drives are slow. Their drives are quick. 37-61. We put up 37. Mm-hmm. They put up 61. We look like Swiss cheese. We look like we can roll with anybody.
Yeah.
That's one situation.
Okay. Do you want me to answer that
one? Yeah, if you see that,
yeah.
on your Saturday, what kind of record are you looking at?
For me, 3-2. I think you'd finish out the season 3-2.
Final record would be?
Yeah, at that point, your final record would be
7-7. Yeah. 7-4.
7-4, yeah.
7-4.
Or, I'm sorry, it would be 7-5.
Okay,
7-5.
Offensive game.
Yep.
You get that the big
because and let me explain. Because at that point, I think you would go back and forth with Syracuse. I think you're better defense than Syracuse. Couldn't score with you at that point. And then I'm giving myself an open to Miami, Virginia, or Kentucky. You take one of those three. You'll by score not, enough to take one of those three.
But the two you're going to lose is not being able to get them off the field.
It's Miami, Virginia.
Where they just keep the ball.
But even Kentucky, I'll give them that. Say they play Lynn Bowden at receiver and they have a game where, you know what, I play him at quarterback and he's making some plays, you know, but I still think you get one of those three. So that would be, 3-2.
Okay.
Yep.
Now. Scenario number two. Defensively.
Yeah.
Defensively, we keep them under 30 points.
Okay.
30 points.
Okay.
Offensively, we do nothing. Right? Mm-hmm. Let's just say 27-3.
Yeah.
No offense. You can't get it running. You can't get it passing. You can't get it going. But they're punting the ball back to you a lot, too.
Yeah.
Or they're finishing with field goals. So you leave this game thinking, my defense really held up. I'm disappointed in today's offense.
Yeah.
What is your ending record with that scenario?
It's tough because I almost want to go the same because I would stick with, at that point, I know I'm beating Syracuse. At that point.
Okay, with the defense.
Yeah, at that point, I'm pretty sure I'm beating NC State still. But if the defense is that good, I think I'm beating Virginia and Kentucky.
Now you're 4-2.
Maybe Miami. I mean, Miami's. Did you see? Miami beat Virginia, but that quarterback was bad. Their quarterback is not good.
Both of them.
Yeah. So. Jeez.
It's starting to look like a defensive performance would increase your win total.
Yeah, I know. Because now I'm like, would I say? See, I want to say 4-1. I still think I may settle on 3-2, but I would lean 4-1. Like, if that makes sense. Because I'm closer to 4-1 than I am. You know what I'm saying? Stay.
You're closer to 4-1 if you got a defensive game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm curious to go on. I'm curious to go on. What I'm doing right now, people, is I'm going to the YouTube channel. Clemson will not break us like Alabama did. Ending in 7-5 with that scenario. VA is dicey but beatable.
Yeah.
Is that where you're at on that one?
Yeah.
So right now,
because I think defensively, if the defense, but see, here's the thing, because I know the offense can play. If the offense has a bad, I'll go 4-1 because I know the offense is good. If the offense struggles against Clemson, I've watched the offense be good.
Uh-huh.
That means Clemson. Got you.
It's just Clemson, just that talent.
But when I look at Kentucky, Syracuse, NC State, Miami, and Virginia, if I know I can hold them to 20.
Do you think this team is mature enough to show up night after night? At what point are you going to naturally count in the wearing down, the injury bug?
Like no. If they lose to Clemson and win and beat Virginia and beat Miami, and all of a sudden now they're 6-3, I'll worry about a couple games because that's when I'll say, okay, now there's an opportunity. Now I'm not saying they will, but the plate will be served up to get complacent.
Yep.
If you're 6-3,
but here's the thing. Here's why I disagree with that. Okay. I know what you're saying, but I disagree. You're going to agree with me. I'm going to change your mind.
Okay.
He has been strategically discussing how he's holding some kids to get them their four games.
Absolutely.
The new red shirt rule.
I thought it was one of the best things I've heard.
He's an animal. He's obviously an animal about this red shirt rule.
Yep.
Like what if I told you he had seven dudes, four guys that he knew could play, but they're getting ready for the home stretch.
Yep.
Listen, I'm going to get you guys into these last three. Listen, you're going to be Clemson, Miami, Virginia guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be Kentucky, North Carolina, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think, but think about this.
I'm in. We don't lose again.
Think about this. Where you're at right now. Okay. We said he's had these kids since when? When did he take this job?
December? Yeah, because he didn't coach a bowl game. Yeah, early December. So, what, 10 months?
So
11 months? Almost a year, yeah.
So you don't think he's developed some talent?
Oh, yeah.
Some red shirt talent?
Sure. Yeah, I'm in with that. Yeah, you're right. You can.
Yeah, so, like, you're getting to the part of the calendar. You're getting on the clock now where what was here as just talent.
Yeah.
Is I'm not afraid of the end. Like I said, the Boone thing, to see Boone come in ready to play.
Yeah.
It got different for me then.
Yeah, well, I'll take it a step further than that. To see Marshall, Jack Fowl, to see, help me out here, to see Tyler Haycraft, to see Kennard, to see those guys who were walk-ons, because Boone was a scholarship guy that's been here. You know, he was a pretty good recruit when
right.
we got him.
Right.
We were like, oh, Adonis Boone. I mean, I think he was a three-star lineman. We were excited about him. But see the guys who were walk-ons be as good as they are, I say, okay, what if I told you? Because at the beginning of the season, when he mentioned Ford, when he mentioned Fagot, when he mentioned Kennard, when he mentioned Haycraft, everybody was kind of like, even us to an extent, you're like, man, you know, we're kind of dealing with them. What if I told you he brings in four more guys like that?
Off the bench, you mean? Developed.
The reason is they've just over the last month and a half, 2 months, have kind of like, okay, all right, they're starting to roll. They're starting to get it. So, because that happened.
You remember how serious he was about the – about the backup squad, the scout team.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Remember how serious he was about the scout team saying, I'm going to need you guys to play actual football.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to need – you're killing us by not attacking our first team like you should.
Absolutely.
If you have a loser mentality on the scout team, it's not going to work.
Yep.
Some guys on that team took that to heart. Those are the same guys that listen to him when he says, I'm going to get those guys three games or four games.
Yeah, it's a lot of games.
You only have – how many do you have left? You've played six.
Yeah, so six.
You have six games left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, four games, man. I mean, you and there's something about being left until – or being – there's something that makes you feel an extra type of way when a coach pulls you out for a second and you're like, come on, man. And he's like, dude, I got to have you at the end. You're like, yeah, all right. You know what I mean? Like, there's something that when you go back in, you're like, okay, coach saved me for this.
When I look at Marshawn Ford and I look at Haycraft as being leaders and they go from walk-on to getting interviewed.
Yeah. So what if a coach says – no, listen, I need you at the end of the season. I don't need you at the beginning. I believe in you for a finisher. Them dudes are going to come in playing like their hair's on fire, man. Like, it's going to be incredible.
Now, the final scenario.
Okay.
That you have to predict the rest of the season.
Okay.
Okay, we did the offensive scenario. Where you move the ball up and down the field, you have 1,000 yards on Clemson, right? and they put up 1,000 on you, and you say, yeah, but I know this team got offense, but we need some work on defense, and that's just the bottom line.
Sure.
We're just going to be in shootouts, and that's going to scare you because of ball possession.
But teams that aren't as good as Clemson, I think we can maybe make a couple stops and win the game like we did against Wade.
Yeah.
Right,
okay,
right.
Yeah, there was the defensive. That was, okay, Clemson's defense stopped my offense, but if my defense can do something to Clemson, that's even a better scenario.
Yep.
Scenario number three, Steve.
Yeah, that they're just really, really good.
You win the game.
Well, that wasn't the scenario. Yeah.
Okay. Scenario number three, you get hold of their quarterback who is totally – people, I'm going to say this to you, and you know how I mean this. You know I'm athlete first. I would never say this in a malicious way, but that quarterback – does not get down. Louisville defense has been catching quarterback bodies. Are you going to make the joke, Steve, or am
no,
I?
I'm not. No,
am
I'm
I going to snitch?
I'm absolutely not.
You, Steve, don't do this.
And
don't leave me out on this cliff alone.
And if you say I said it, I'm going to deny it.
Okay. Well, Steve didn't say that.
Yeah.
If you go back and look at the games,
yeah,
not a lot of quarterbacks have finished the game. Starting quarterbacks have found a way to not be at taking the snaps at the end of the game.
Yep.
Now, make of that. Steve did not throw out the idea that this may or may not be something that we're doing to make it happen. Now, I don't know if we're talking about bounties.
No, I'm thinking bounties. Look, yeah.
I don't know if we're
bounty guy.
Listen, you're not bounty. Well, who's my who's my coach?
Saints.
Saints. Who's the Saints coach?
He's out.
What's his name?
I remember.
No, the defensive coordinator.
That he put out the bounties
and they got suspended.
He got suspended. Yeah, I remember that. I can't think of his name.
Now.
I know.
Oh man, somebody help me out.
No, but. Greg Williams.
Greg Williams.
Thank you. Thanks, Brian. No, but what I will say, I'm just saying, though, in the game.
They hit hard. They hit quarterbacks hard.
In the game nowadays, man, because we haven't laid a dirty shot on a quarterback yet.
That's a fact.
But if a quarterback takes off running, there are some defensive coordinators that will tell you, if you get a clean shot at the quarterback – Not attempting to actually.
You can tell we're at a place with savages. Open them up. you can hear it in the background.
I know. Not saying you're attempting because I don't think anybody that's a football player is necessarily trying to end some. I mean, there's an unwritten rule
there. There's two guys on any team that just don't care.
Sure.
There's always two dirty players. Basketball. Everybody has a guy on the bench that don't mind undercutting somebody, but we all hate that guy too.
But the manner in which Dorian Etheridge came in clean and punched Jamie Newman right on the side, like that almost separated his shoulder. Like you could tell he was like, I got a clean lick on the quarterback, and if I can punish him at any moment, I'm going to do that. And, hey, if he gets hurt, football's football. Like, you know, that's one thing.
And it hasn't been nothing.
That's one thing I told my son, man. God bless his heart. He's got a big heart. You know what I'm saying? He popped a kid one time, man. Actually hurt the kid. And, I mean, he was like, man, you know. And I'm like, dude, look, right now, we're going to erase that right now.
Yep.
That's football.
Yep.
Okay, you're going to hurt people. People are going to hurt you. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like that, when you put pads on human beings who are animals.
Are you teaching him to play like Cash Daniel?
Oh, God. No. God. I don't want him to be that type of guy. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, nothing throws the team off like saying something like that. Think about it. Syracuse put him out the game, right?
Twice.
Last year.
Okay, last year.
No,
last year. Yeah.
Last year, I can't think of his name right now. The quarterback.
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence, sorry.
He went out last year. He went out this year, too, in a game.
Oh, yeah. Listen. He gets around those first down lines, the sidelines. He thinks he's Lamar Jackson, thinks he can dance around a little bit. They are cleaning his clock.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if you get Trenelle Troutman or you know, Kane Pass or somebody. Like, I'm telling you.
Right.
I would almost bet that he's out. He's not on the field for an offensive possession and not due
at
to.
At least once.
Yeah. And not due to blowout score.
Sure. I could play that game.
Yeah, because, like, Clemson doesn't keep – and think about it. We haven't got penalized for late hit. We haven't got – the targeting. Golly, that just tears me up.
I know, yeah. That was rough, man. And you're going to be without and now you're going to be without Etheridge, which for a half.
For a half.
But I love Monty Montgomery.
He's playing.
You said you got one guy that don't care. That kid may be it.
I Troutman.
He's insane. Yeah, but Montgomery's the same way. Them dudes just fly in and they don't care. Like when you dive and hit somebody the way Troutman did on that kickoff, with the amount of danger on kickoffs where you saw people
get left
without movement.
Right.
You know, and he dove in there.
He's bought in, to say the least.
I mean, he went crown of head straight at him.
I'm going to put my helmet through your rib cage.
Yeah, I mean, that was a kid. You're like, okay, all right,
but
you don't care.
I got that one out, and that was my coaching moment. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But I saw the give that I needed out of you.
Yeah.
I saw the heart that I needed out of you. I saw the willingness to say that guy can't get past you.
Yep.
You're the first man down there. You're the fastest man down there. You're a safety. We're trying to get you on the field. This is where we get you on the field so we can trust you in the defense.
Sure.
Game.
Okay.
So you tiptoed, you tap danced, you avoided the major question. You find a way to knock out Trevor Lawrence. They're off balance. Their backup quarterback is not as good as they thought they were. So now they're trying to go wildcat, and now they're going into some funky bailout. Now they're hanging on for dear life, and all of a sudden, Evan Conley just gets hot. Late in the fourth, before you know it, we done picked up a fumble when.
Now by this time, I'm naked in the press box. There's no doubt about that. Yeah.
You get hot. You see the fans. You see the booing from the Clemson section. Because you know what it's going to look like. It's going to have that packed Clemson corner, right?
Yeah.
They're going to be booing every single call because we're just moving the ball up the field. Pat Clemson. Up there grabbing each other, shaking everyone, and all those people in the press box that we know hate to see Louisville win.
Oh, they're gone.
Listen,
they didn't stay.
They done moved all the way down. Now
I've watched that exodus before as right? Louisville starts winning, and it's like, oh, there he goes. Oh, yep, there he
there
goes.
There he goes. Yeah. Right. So now the only press that's left are the Clemson press, and they're way down there by Kenny Klein and Rock Gasparro
because
they see us giggling and snickering. Then all of it, but then you're watching Satterfield start taking off his headset.
Yeah.
You know,
people
look, they're sneaking around with the Gatorade.
You're making this feel way too real.
Listen, because I've seen this before.
I'm living this moment.
Yeah, everybody.
I am 20 seconds away from being pantsless in Applebee's.
Listen.
Like, that's where we're at right
listen,
now.
Listen.
I know.
Coach Satterfield, like I said, he's where the coach is and where y'all going to meet at the 50-yard line. He's taking off his headset.
Yeah.
You know when the overly excited, but then they kind of hug a little bit, and then they trying to fix his clothes a little bit because he knows this is his moment. And he's like, look, he's doing take off the hat and fix your hair.
Yeah.
He knows this is his moment.
Yeah.
Now – I hate this moment, Steve.
Okay.
But I love this moment.
Yeah.
Because right after that happens, like a jerk fan, we go, what if?
What if?
What? Who we play next?
I know.
Now you're thinking, now we're definitely going to blow it to Virginia.
I know. Yeah.
I know that thought's going to set in.
Well, you would immediately at that point, now you're thinking, I mean, look, here's.
You beat them, you're definitely thinking Orange Bowl.
Oh no! Yeah, you're thinking ACC championship. I mean, because
no,
you would, yeah. If you would
go straight there.
Yeah, because if you beat Clemson now, you're number one. You're number one alone in the conference. You win out. You win your next, and Kentucky don't matter. So now it's four games. So now you win four games. You're in the ACC championship. Like that's where
I don't want to lose to Kentucky.
Well, me either.
I'm upset, Clemson.
You're not going to lose to Kentucky. I mean, that's not going to be an issue this year, I don't believe. So
you're going to lose to somebody bad if you upset Clemson.
I'm okay.
Who?
At that point, if that happens, you lose to somebody bad, Clemson goes on, wins out, gets in the playoff, you still go to the Orange Bowl. And so the scenario's there.
I hope we don't get a crappy opponent.
Actually, to be honest with you, that happens. I'm more worried about Satterfield's contract than I am what we finish out. You know, I mean.
You're going to lose Satterfield or Herbert.
Yeah.
How do I?
Yeah, Dabo's like, I don't know who you got to get from that sideline, but go get one of them.
Nike.
Yeah.
Nike?
Yeah.
We need
yeah.
Not Nike.
We need two dudes that were on that sideline over
Ledford,
on that sideline.
Satterfield, get them now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
He'll be at Texas in the morning.
Yeah. No, I know.
He'll be at Michigan talking about all hail.
Yeah.
To the victors. It's going to kill us to watch Coach Satterfield jog out when the Michigan wing team. You beat Clemson. He is going to be a Michigan Wolverine head coach. I guarantee it is going to break your heart.
I know.
Last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maybin. 81.50. 93.9 is the number on 93.9 DeVille.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
Days with Marcus Maybin on 93.9 The Ville is broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Now, here's Marcus Maybin and Steve Rummage.
I mean, they are human, Steve. I mean, goodness gracious, they are human, right?
Who?
Go ahead and finish. Why every time I'm in the kitchen? You got to be in the kitchen. Yeah. Steve Rummage, the least you can do is explain to people what the delay in your conversation is coming from.
I ordered the pretzels and beer cheese.
Yeah. Is it good at least?
Well, and I got a bacon cheese grilled chicken sandwich on the way, too.
Bacon cheese grilled cheese chicken
sandwich? No. A grilled chicken sandwich with bacon and cheese.
Oh, people. 45-35 Outer Loop. It is a Friday. It is a beautiful Friday. Again, time management as an adult is what life is all about. Your time management between now and 12 o'clock on Saturday, as long as it includes at least 1.5 hours at Applebee's, it's renovated. You have TVs everywhere. One side is Kentucky Derby themed. The other side is University of Louisville themed. TVs everywhere. The servers are very, very fast. They bring in the best cooking squad when we do the shows here. Steve cannot stop eating his pretzels and beer cheese. You can actually hear the crispy crunch through. If it didn't sound so good, I'd be so mad at you right now, I'd smack that whole thing off the table. But it sounds like a good commercial in your ear when you kind of hear the
crunch. I know. It's like.
That does sound good. So, but seriously, Time management, people. 45-35 outer loop. You cannot ask for better weather. This is, listen, throw on your sweater. Throw on your sweats. Even if you have to leave work, stop by the house, get comfortable, pick up somebody, then get over here. Listen, these servers are quick. They're ready. Applebee's. And said, before you know it, you get a good dinner. You get a good lunch. You get a good meal. You're probably not going to be, you know, really hungry for the rest of the day.
Right.
And before you know it, you're going to sleep, waking up, talking about, let's go, look, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I'm giving you the roadmap you need. You're welcome. One more thing before I move along to the last bit of Friday programming. Brian Hall, I cannot believe you did not force us to give you your Fish Tank Friday moment. We are not good hosts for just skipping over Fish Tank Friday. Or, as a producer, it technically is your responsibility,
yeah,
to let us know that, hey guys, I need to get my Fish Tank Friday in here. You need to go to commercial. You need to find, there's people that are mad at us at Applebee's right now. Like, damn, dude, you stalling out Brian on his Fish Tank Friday. Now I feel terrible. Should I feel terrible? Do you have a quick Fish Tank Friday? Because we are on a time crunch.
Yeah, it was. I was letting you guys go because we were having a little minor delay, and it would have sounded bad for the beginning of the show. But hey, we're back. We're back good now. So Fish Tank Friday, and I am happy to say that Drew Diener met with Sandy's Pet Shop earlier this week, and that a deal is imminent.
But
so.
Did he close? Did Diener close? I want closers.
Well, he asked for me to send a couple
Sandy's
of...
Is a partner now?
I would say there's a good chance. He did send... he did want me to send a couple segments from when we've done this particular segment in the past so that he had those to help persuade them. So hopefully we have a deal done by the end of the week or by the beginning of next week. But anyways... Sandy's Pet Shop, I will give them the shout-out. They have helped me a lot anyway. Let's think about some possible right. fish today. I was kind of thinking when you started to talk about this. So the good part about a saltwater fish tank is that, for the most part, the fish and the creatures in the tank actually do the cleaning for you. So... what you do is you actually get what's called a cleanup crew. And so your cleanup crew is mainly hermit crabs and snails, and also emerald crabs, which we have mentioned in the past, which are the green crabs that you all saw. But you can go buy a pack of them for about $45, and you get like 20 hermit crabs and about 10 or 15 snails. And these guys... because when I had a freshwater tank growing up, it was a lot harder to maintain, actually, right, than my saltwater tank, because you actually are busy, like, you know, fixing chemicals and different things like that to make sure the water doesn't get, you know, an algae buildup or something like that. And I'm not saying that can't happen in a saltwater tank, but if you got a cleanup crew, you got your hermit crabs and your snails down there, as well as your urchins and starfish and different things like that, they are going to clean up your sand bed. They're going to clean up the rocks, and they're going to clean up the walls. And,
so your saltwater fish tank has a homeostasis equilibrium environment. Is that what you're telling me?
As long as you stay up to date on your water changes, and you switch out RO water, or you know, you top off with RO water. Every time, or you know, a couple times a week, and then you also empty the filtration system, you know, every couple days.
Right.
You don't really have to put your hand in the tank and do any scrubbing or anything. For the most part, all the animals in there are going to eat that. So, so today we kind of spotlight the cleanup crew, but there's a ton of things you can have on a cleanup crew. Anything from lobsters, crabs, hermit crabs, snails, urchins, starfish, all of these type of animals, because for the most part, every fish that's in my tank has a job in the tank as far as what it cleans and what it does.
So the more hermit crabs you have, the cleaner your tank?
For the most part. You don't want too many hermit crabs, because hermit crabs can be a little bit of pest to your corals, because they walk across your corals, and when they walk across them, the corals will close up, you know? So you don't want too many, but usually it's good to replace your cleanup crew maybe once or twice a year.
Oh, okay. Well, Brian, surprise, surprise. Oh, I don't guess you've got my celebrity guest call on the line waiting.
Not yet.
Well, that sucks. Steve?
I'll open the line, though. We'll see what happens. Wait, there's a phone. There's a phone ringing here. Hold on.
You had the line closed? You mean my guest celebrity caller has been calling and you had the line closed? He did that for fish steak. You cannot have that last bite, Steve. It is time to read. It's time to do the college pick'em. It's time to select the games. But you did do your research ahead of time, so it will be more efficient this time.
Yeah, I mean, I got a few games here that we can.
Brian, do we have background music to play while we select the games?
We can. What would you like? Well, number one, guest caller did not call in, but we do have one caller if we want to get to before the picks, and that's Philly Carl. He wanted to talk to Steve before the big showdown this weekend.
Philly Carl. Thanks for joining. Long time no hear, bro.
Man, you know,
welcome back.
I'm on the road a lot. I'm on the road. I got to go Denver next month for about 8 days, man. But
Philly, listen, Philly Carl, there is no excuse. Listen, you know what you sound like? You sound like me telling some lady friend that I couldn't text you back. You can text back. You can text back, Philly Carl. We got podcasts. We got ESPN Louisville. I got Made for the Ville YouTube channel. You got nothing but time to stay up on everything.
You're right. Okay, so we're good. I apologize on there. But look here, Mr. Rummage. This Sunday, you know what it is. Y'all done lost three in a row. It's about to be four. Yep. And I could not let this weekend get by because Monday morning I'm going to be on your tail. So you know we're going to beat them. We're going to beat the Cowgirls real bad. Real bad.
Listen.
I appreciate you reaching back. And what was I going to say? And that was very honorable of you to call ahead of time, too. Like, I'm glad you didn't just wait till after the game.
Where's he been? First time I've heard from him.
Or was he when you were killing it earlier in the year?
Yeah. I've heard from him in a year.
You can text anybody. Anybody, they got your text. Now here's the thing. The reason I get away with that excuse is because I use my laptop almost more than I use my phone. So I'll inbox you at least. Come on, Philly.
I promise I'm gonna do better.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Okay, Steve, it's your turn to go to the
No, it looks amazing.
It's your,
let's just get the show
listen,
over.
Real take quick. Take one of those selfies, Steve. Like, just do it.
Do what? Oh,
Look, I know you don't like being food selfie person on this one.
Are you kidding? But I love being food selfie guy.
It's just awesome. This food just looks absolutely awesome. Oh, yeah. Okay, so right. College games. Let's go.
Okay, college games. Got a few games. B-Hall, you with us here?
Hold on. Yeah, we got to do something, though. This is for me, okay?
Brian's earned this.
I wanted you to announce the new ranking, Steve, before we got started here. And they
stay there. Brian, here's after last week. After last week, I went 3-2. Marcus went 3-2.
Brian
went 5-0.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Brian went 5-0 to overtake me. Brian is now 28-6.
God,
27-7. Marcus is 20-13.
I got to catch up.
28-6. 2013. Woo!
I did that on purpose. I purposely lost games so I could end up at 20-13, a.k.a. 2013, a.k.a. National Championship, a.k.a. Jordan's All-American. Let's go get it, Stephen Enoch. Let's go. I'm listening.
All right. So some games this week. Perfect. Appreciate that, B-Haw.
No problem.
All right, we're going to start off. That's actually really good there. We're going to start off first pick of the day in the SEC. How about that? We're going to do a little SEC ball. We talked earlier.
Kentucky, Georgia against the spread.
Stop. No, I got the game, but now I've got to find the spread. Okay, We got Florida at South Carolina. Florida's only a 5-point favorite. South Carolina coming off beating Georgia.
I'm listening.
B-Hall?
Shoo. I'm gonna take Florida in this game. I know that South Carolina's coming off a big win in there at home, but I've picked against the Gators
B-Hall
a lot.
Goes Florida?
I'm going Florida.
Rummage goes.
I'm gonna go Florida too. Yeah, I really do believe Florida's a really good team.
Of course, I'm going Florida.
Yep. So,
okay, keep going.
Second game, we got. Is everybody ready for this? We got the monsters of the
Big Ten.
Middle, the monsters of the Big Ten.
He said
Purdue. Versus,
Oh, you got a good laugh out of the crowd there, Steve. Good job.
Yeah, I know. Purdue against Iowa.
Ugh.
Oh.
All right, you want me to take this one first?
Iowa.
Jeff, I'm getting tired of you.
Yeah, Brian, who would you want in Purdue, Iowa?
I think this is pretty easy. I'm going to go with Iowa. Iowa, yeah.
Ooh.
I got to make up some ground somewhere.
Okay.
But it ain't going to be here.
Ain't going to be here.
I'm taking Iowa.
I'm going to surprise a lot of people with this one.
No, you're not.
And I'm going to take Iowa. Yeah, actually Iowa.
Thanks, bro.
Just kidding. Yeah, it's not really a surprise. Purdue is terrible. Thanks, so I'm going Iowa. And actually, Maryland needs to rethink their football program. Went and lost to Purdue last. Now, you're losing games like that.
Their direction is not – their trajectory is not positive.
So give me Iowa. Let's go. All right, let's keep it around. Keep it back in the ACC. What about this one? This is an interesting one.
Wake Forest, Florida State.
We'll get there.
Oh.
Duke versus Virginia.
Ooh.
At Virginia. Virginia's a 3-point favorite.
I'll keep going since, I'll let you guys try to gain some ground on me if you want. I will take Virginia at home in this one.
I'm going Duke.
Oh, man. Everything in me wants to go Duke in this game.
If you're only a 3-point favorite, it means just because you're home, and that means that Duke is the better team. I'm going Duke.
I'm going Virginia. I'm sticking Virginia. Yeah. I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm sorry. All right.
What is it? Oh! This is the lone wolf on this one.
That's it, man. Okay, Florida State at Wake Forest. Wake Forest is a 1.5-point favorite.
Ooh. Ooh. I'll
1.5-point favorite.
I'm going to open this one. I'm going to say Florida State bounces back and gets they're playing better football right now than Wake Forest coming off the loss to Louisville. I know they're home, but the Cards did it to Wake Forest at home too. I'm going to take Florida State.
Okay.
Brian Hall goes Florida State. I am going. What time is the game?
7:30.
Florida State.
I'm going to go Wake. I was really actually impressed with what Wake did last week, man.
Rummage is going Wake.
Yeah, I was impressed with Wake Forest.
Yeah, that crowd sucked. 7 o'clock at night, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
They're going to get smack. And we put out their quarterback. He might be back, but whatever.
Fair enough. Last one. We got our game here that we can pick. You got Michigan at Penn State. Penn State's a 9-point favorite.
Flex game, okay.
Number 7 versus number 16.
Yeah.
Or Kentucky going to Georgia against the spread. Against the spread. Against the spread, yeah, you pick Kentucky and Purdue games against the spread. You don't actually pick Kentucky Purdue winners.
Oh. Yeah.
The spread is, we're going to lock it in at this, minus 25.
Woo. Whew. You want me to start this one? I don't know. This is a tough
flex game.
Sorry.
I'm not going to have any fun with that game.
Okay.
I got Penn State putting Harbaugh out of his misery.
Okay.
I got Penn State. Yeah, Penn State takes out Harbaugh. Harbaugh, they're hanging on for dear life.
Fair enough.
I think he goes out on this one.
Go ahead, B.
This is a tough flex game because of that spread. Like to think that Georgia is definitely going to win by that much, but at the same time, I'm kind of with Marcus where I'm almost more confident in Penn State over Michigan.
Three touchdowns and a point.
Yeah, but Kentucky's awful, though.
Listen, Brian Hall, I'm looking at Steve Rummage's face right now.
I know what he's going to do.
He picked Georgia before he even put this list together.
Yeah.
At 25. He didn't even try to steal that extra point and make it 24. He gave you 25, so you know he's going Georgia. Where are you going?
I'd like to go with Georgia. You know what? I'm going to go with Penn State. I'm going to go with Penn State over Michigan. No, you know what? Last second
Penn
change.
State.
We're going Georgia.
Georgia.
Steve, it's on you.
I'm hanging with Brian Hall, and I'm proud to announce I'm going to take Georgia minus 25, and the Red Devil vacuum bowl of suck lives on, and Purdue and Kentucky are still going to be headstrong that way. Georgia's going to win by whatever number Georgia wants to win by. Are you kidding me?
I'm with you, Steve.
Georgia will pick the score. They're gonna be taking bets picking the score.
Did you hear Stoops' press conference talk about, oh, we're just gonna need a couple balls to go our way, and we're gonna be there at the game.
They asked the offensive coordinator. They said for Kentucky, they said, what can you do against Georgia? And he's like, well, you know, we're not gonna try to not go all sides and turn it over. Like, you're an idiot. Yeah.
That was not confidence.
Great call,
that
bud.
That was not confidence inspiring at all. I hope that is not the pregame speech that you gave the team.
Hey, go out there and don't turn it over or go off sides, guys.
Brian Hall, go ahead and start playing this out, my man. I can only remind you.
Yeah, I love it. Keep it rolling.
Keep just playing. Okay, that works. I can recommend, I can advise. Again, hashtag Galt House. Shout out to Galt House.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing today, just go to Twitter and type in Galt House and a thank you and a looking forward to the season. They are a renewed partner that we just absolutely love. Speaking of partners, 4535 Outer Loop. People, I know you can hear the energy in the background. I know you can hear the excitement in the background. This is a place, if you don't have tickets to the game, come over to Applebee's, watch the game. There's a million TVs in here. There's a million open spaces in here. Friday, this is the beautiful, beautiful day, beautiful weather. Stop by. Like I said, if you can't get off work early, come by after work. Come by during lunch. You will love the food. Steve has not been able to talk for the last 30 minutes because he's enjoying his food so much, and he actually likes this job. As always, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 38-31, 93.9 is the text line. YouTube channel, Made for the Ville. Live from Applebee's, 93.9 The Ville.